We're doing Yeshayahu. We're up to, it's called the 18th chapter, the 6th Pasuk. The Nevi had described how in the time of Gog and Magog, Hashem will rebuild His temple, and Gog and Magog will gather the nations, and it will seem like they're on the verge of harvesting. They will succeed in exiling half the people from Jerusalem, and then Hashem will come up and fight. And then the people of Gog will be cut down. So although they will get really close, they will almost conquer all of Jerusalem, Hashem will intervene and cut down Gog. And then there will be many corpses lying around. The Navi continues, Pasuk Vav.
When it says Jerusalem, it's talking about like Yahweh. City of Jerusalem, it's talking about like Israel as a whole.
I think it means Jerusalem.
So maybe on the other skirts, we're probably a little more fine.
I didn't hear?
So the outskirts were probably a little more fun.
Living here in the outskirts were a little bit more fun.
I think the contrary. They'll conquer everything else and ascend toward Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital. That's the final goal.
So Jerusalem will be half and everything else will be full?
I don't know. Let's wait and see.
People will be pissed off when they're on the shore.
Ye'azivu yachdav le'eit harim. The bodies, the corpses of these armies will remain. No one will come to clean up. The only one who's going to be interested in the body is this bird of prey, maybe the vulture. I don't know what an ait is, some kind of type of bird of prey. And the animals, the birds and the animals, they're going to come to eat the meat of the corpses that are left. Vekatz alav ha'ayit v'chol behemat ha'aretz alav techeraf. So the bird of prey, they will settle on it, be it in the winter, be it in the summer. They will spend their time eating the corpses that were left on the mountain after this great war. But vekatz over here is from the word kites. Throughout the period of the summer, they will remain to eat it. Be'emat ha'aretz alav techeraf. So the word techeraf is from the word choref. So the animals will eat the corpses throughout the winter. So this is a play on words, because the word katz ordinarily means to loathe. And the word techeraf also ordinarily means to loathe. So the Navi is describing how there will be a summer and a winter where the birds will eat in the summer and the animals will eat in the winter. Rashi learns that this is the source for the Mishnah in Eiduyos. The Mishnah says that Gog and Magog will be judged for 12 months. So Rashi learns this means that 12 months, a full year, a summer and a winter, the animals will be eating the corpses of Gog and Magog, the animals and the birds. Ba'et. Hahi Yuval Shai Ladonai Tzevaot. At that time, God, who controls the armies, He will be offered a gift. What will be the gift that He is offered? Am Mimushach Umorat. A nation that had been afflicted until that time, a nation whose hairs were pulled out. Am Mimushach, a nation that was pulled, Umorat, and his hairs were actually pulled out. Umeam Nora Minhu Vahala. And they will be brought as a gift to God from awesome nations from afar, that they will give the Jews, they will give them back. They'll say, "Here, God, here are your people." They'll send them back. Goy kav kav umvusa, a nation that throughout their exile they kept hoping for Hashem. Kav, the word kav is like the word tikva. They continuously had hope for Hashem. Umvusa, and they were continuously trampled. They were a nation who kept hoping in spite of the afflictions. Kavkav umvusa, hope and hope in spite of being traveled, in spite of being trampled. Asher bazeu neharim also. This nation whose land was breached by different streams, and the streams are a metaphor for the nations that breached our property, that came in and destroyed Israel. El mekom, this nation will be brought to the place of Shem Adonai Tzevaot Har Tzion, the place which is dedicated to Hashem who controls all armies, and that is Mount Zion. So the Navi describes the conclusion of this great process with Gog and Magog, is that the nations will bring us back to the land of Israel. The nations will say, wow, this is the people who were trampled, and they will bring us back. So, if you look back to Pasuk Beis, you'll see how Hashem describes that He will send messengers throughout the sea, and He will tell them, "You go, el goy memushach umorat." Hashem will send these messengers, and He'll tell them, "Go to this nation whose hair was pulled, el am nora min huvahala." You see, almost an identical pasuk, yeah, over here, yeah. Goy kavkavum vusam, a nation that had continuous hope and was constantly trampled, right?
This is
a
Jewish nation?
Yeah.
And this is terrible from the beginning onward? Does it relate to the golden calf?
No. So, the question here is, does the word Nora mean awesome? Awesomely good or awesomely bad? That's a good question. So it's interesting that the Navi repeats that same term here at the conclusion of this prophecy. It says in the beginning, he says Hashem will send to call the people back, and in the end, and I don't know why the Navi saw fit to repeat the same terminology in the beginning and the end, 5 psukim apart. I don't know.